turn with me to Ephesians, the second chapter, while you're standing. We do have park service today at 2 o'clock, Brother Brent. We've already determined whether it's pouring down rain, and we're still going to worship God at 2. And we're going to just go. You just never know. Somebody said, but Brother Crosswhite, it's raining. Do you love God? Amen. God can still move in the rain. I mean, there's a pavilion there we get underneath and have church. Even though if we don't even hook up our sound system, we're still going to have church. Amen. In jail, we don't have a sound system. And we still have church, don't we, Brother Zach? I'm telling you, we still have a move of the Holy Ghost. And the whole deal is just go worship God, and then you never know who's watching, who will stop and get what God is doing. Praise God. Ephesians, the second chapter today, and we want to begin reading at verse 8. And we're thankful for the blessings of the Lord. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Not of works, not of works, because if it was of works, it would cause man to boast. For ye are his workmanship, his doing, created in Jesus Christ unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. God didn't just give us grace for us just to exist and sizzle away, but that we should walk in the goodness of his grace. Are you thankful for the word of the Lord? Put your Bible down with me this morning. And I want you to lift your hands, and I want you to ask God's anointing in this place. Lord, we thank you for the power of your spirit. Thank you for the blessings, God, everything you've done for us. We love you. We thank you today for Calvary. We thank you for the blood. Thank you for the power, Lord, the everlasting mercies that you're giving us today. We thank you, Jesus, for the grace and the power of it at work in our lives. We thank you for it, Jesus. We praise you for it, and we give you honor in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. 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 You may be seated, but this is Sunday morning today. And on Sunday mornings, the tendency has been in this crowd to be a little bit reserved. Amen. Stand back up and let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a voice of praise and thanks today. Can you shout unto God for his goodness? Oh, we give praise this morning. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. 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 If God has touched you, won't you just give the Lord some celebration right now? If you're thankful for the goodness of the Lord, I need a young man just to make a lap around the church. Amen. I need a sister right now just to lift your hands. Amen. Somebody to jump up and down and say, thank you, God. Thank you for what you've done for me. Lord, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. I praise you for what you're doing, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, is there a sister right now can lift your voice and just shout to God? Is there a brother right now could just shout to God? Woo! Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! That feels better. This is an apostolic church, and you know what? I come this close to saying, you know what? We may need to do this all the time on Sunday mornings, because we got a lot of Sunday morning sleepers and those that are not participating. Amen. You may be seated if you promise to help me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Our scripture today says, for by grace are you saved through faith. What a difference God makes. Amen. Grace is a definite work. Definite work. It's his doing, his way, for his glory. Amen. It transforms how I see things. Isn't it amazing what grace would do to you? How I live and how I love, grace would change your love life. Amen. Oh, there's a lot of gimmicks out there, amen, that begin to try to market what we call love life remedies. Amen. Oh, that's lust. Amen. Are you thankful that your love for Jesus Christ can be transformed? Amen. When you recognize what God's done for you. Amen. When you recognize how much he loves you. Amen. The grace of God is still amazing. Amen. Oh, it still amazes me what God does. Amen. And isn't it amazing? Amen. Grace is something that happens in my life. It means I'm not getting what I deserved. I'm not going to get what I deserve. I deserve, you deserve, that one deserves, you deserve. Every one of you, we don't deserve the goodness of the Lord. Amen. We deserve hell. But the goodness of God's grace comes along, amen, to save us. Amen. You don't belong here today. Not one of us belongs in the kingdom of God, in the house of God. But God says, amen, I've got a different plan. Amen. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, or it is the gift of God. Are you thankful for the gift of God? Now, amen. The scripture begins to definitely declare that's his work, not our work. You ever seen somebody who really thinks they did it? And they take the credit for it? Hey, friend, it's not you. Amen. You don't have to have, God don't have to have you. You have to have God. And as some people think, it's because of what they did. I repented of my... No, God will let you repent. His goodness led you to repentance. Amen. They think, whoa, I received the Holy Ghost. Yes, you did. But God's the one that gave it. Amen. We can't forget God in the picture of this. Amen. His goodness, his doing, his work, amen, really makes it all amazing. Isn't it amazing how grace will transform how you see? I want to just preach to us today from this little thought, amen, looking through the lenses of grace, looking through the lenses of grace. Isn't it amazing what God will do, amen, when you look through the lenses of grace? Grace will change your view. Grace will let you see things differently. Amen. Oh, friend, I'm thankful that my God's not a judge and my God's not a tyrant, but my God is the King. What's the difference between a tyrant and a noble king? I'll tell you, the noble king wants you, amen, he wants to adopt you that you can be part of his kingdom. But a tyrant wants you to be his slave, and he wants you to be his subject. But I'm glad that my God's not a tyrant. My God is the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace, and he's my Savior. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God today for the power that he makes and how he transforms things. I love transformations. The cochlear ear implant, amen. I've seen somebody for the first time when they put that device inside their ear, they could not hear. And when they're not everybody can have that implant, but how beautiful it was for that little bitty child, maybe 3-4 years old, to get that implant. They never heard their mom and daddy say, I love you. And when they turned that device on, and that mother and that daddy, the doctor shook his head. That doctor said, you can say it. The first words out of mom and daddy's mouth, and the first words that little toddler heard was, I love you. Oh, talking about amazement and wonder. Amen. Oh, it was more than a vibration they heard, but the sounds of I love you. Are you thankful for the day that God transformed your hearing and your spirit, that you realize that God loves you? Amen. The scripture said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Amen. Today, through the word of God, God's trying to tell somebody, amen, he loves you. Amen. Even when the enemy tries to talk you out of what God, amen, is doing and tries to tell you, you don't deserve God. You can't look at God. You're too far gone. When somebody passes judgment on you and condemns you and points their finger at you, amen, remember, I have a God who still loves me. Amen. I am his and he is mine, and his banner over me is love. You ought to shout to God today, because you've got a God that still loves you, a God that still cares about you. It ought to put a shout inside of you. It ought to put celebration in your heart, rejoicing in your soul that God loves you. Amen. Yeah, how beautiful the song. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like who? Somebody say me. I was lost once. Oh, you knew the song. I was. Don't you love it? There's also those that were born where they never seen colors. And how beautiful it is to watch a person that's never seen different shades of colors. They have new devices and glasses and lenses. And how beautiful it was to watch somebody for the first time put on these certain lenses and glasses, and they had never seen colors. They'd never seen all the different things. And when they put the lenses on to watch their expressions, how all of a sudden they looked around. Their mouth was open just to see the beautiful colors, and all these different things amazed them. You know, I once was blind, but now I see. See, grace opens your eyes. When you look through the lenses of grace, amen, and you recognize, oh, this is beautiful. Don't you love the way that God adds and it enhances your sight and your vision? There's a person that didn't even understand the things of God. They had no clue. But when God puts, amen, his lenses of grace on you, and you're able to see, amen, the power and the impact of the Almighty God. How wonderful and how beautiful, how great and how lovely God is. He wants to put some things in your life to let you see his beauty and his mercy. I love it. In the middle of a service, here's a person that just comes. And maybe they have been around a service all their life, or some kind of church, or no church at all. You know, your background does not disqualify you from what God has for you. Are you thankful for that? You see, grace qualifies you. But I love it when the first time ever to watch the faces of an individual, when God opens the eyes of their heart. How beautiful it is to watch the transformation when they see it the first time. Amen. How great it was several years ago, Brother Zach and I, we're sitting in the jail, and we're waiting on, you know, man, we had to wait and wait and wait and wait for them to bring the next group in. And they brought three young ladies in. And I thought, oh, what are we going to do? I mean, and so we set the table up before these three ladies. And I said, I tell you what we're going to do. I have a chart here. I'm going to teach you lesson one of search for truth. It tells you about the Bible, how we got the Bible, how the Bible's divided, how many books are in the Bible. And you would think, man, that's boring. That's crazy boring. And by the way, do you know how many books are in the Bible? Anybody? 66. How many's in the Old Testament? 39. 27 in the New Testament. You know, there's people that have no clue of that. They don't know the Old Testament from the New Testament. They don't know the apostles from the epistles. So I had the privilege, Brother Zach and I, we had some lenses for them to see the Word and the power of the Word of God. Well, we go to teach in this Bible study, and I'm offering them the opportunity for them to see something new. And Alexa, how beautiful it was that day to watch, not just one, but watch all three of them when God set the glasses, the lenses on their face, and they've seen the power of the Word of God. Right there, the transformation on their faces. You know, and they first come in, they're getting out of that back place where they've been, probably 15 to 20 women in a cage, and they get out 1 hour a day to go to the little visitation room where they got, you know, a shower, where they go take a shower, and they go to the day room, and maybe an hour, but they've been in the cage, and so they get out and they come to church, three of them. And when we put the glasses, we gave them the lenses, and they put it on. The power of the Lord. I watched this. All of a sudden, they come in cutting up just a little bit. But when the Holy Ghost came, their mouths, tears began to flow down their eyes. And it wasn't just a few moments that the Spirit of the Lord began to work. And we watched the power of the Holy Ghost change, amen, completely some things there. All because God put the lenses of grace on their face and their heart and their soul. Amen. Oh, are you thankful for the day that God said, I have something fitting for you. I have something precious for you. Amen. Oh, friend, I love the scripture. It says, eyes have not seen, neither have ears heard the things that God has prepared for them that love him and keep his word. Amen. God has more than you just to walk here, feel his spirit, speak in other tongues. God has more things for us. Amen. You ought to thank the Lord that there's more. Amen. There's more in the kingdom of God than just an initial experience. It's kind of like this. Just because one day God put the lenses on your face and let the frames work with the lenses, and all of a sudden you're like, oh. You know, the other day I'm somewhere and my glasses are cheap. I got these, some of them from Walmart, some of them from Dollar Store, some of them from Dollar Tree, and a bunch of them from my uncle that passed away. And so I had these glasses the other day, and I am somewhere, and I leaned over a counter or something, and I heard crunch. And so I had to be somewhere just a little bit later. I reached in my pocket, got my glasses out. I'm trying to read something, and next thing you know, pink, the lens fell out. I want to just tell you, don't ever lose, leave, forget, forsake the lenses of God's grace. Don't leave it. Don't just don't throw it aside. Amen. Take care of that. My daddy was grown and went back to his hometown to open a church that was closed, and the pastor there, and he went to the post office one day, and daddy had one eye that was put out, so he had one eye, and it went too good. But so he had his cheaters on. He was looking at the mail in the post office, trying to read it, and he didn't have his glasses on. But he was trying to look at it, and he was holding it up. You know, I could just see my dad. I wasn't there, but he's been told. I mean, daddy's trying to look, and all of a sudden he hears somebody behind him. There's a little dried up lady, a little older lady, looking at him, and she called daddy by his first name. Now, my daddy's first name was Amel. He was Amel John Crosswhite Jr. But all his life they called him Bud. She didn't call him Bud. She said, Amel, where's your glasses? Sounds just like an old-fashioned school teacher. I come to tell somebody today, where's your glasses? Where's the lenses, amen, of your appreciation? Amen. Oh, friend, we don't need to leave them in the church house. We need to walk with the lenses of grace everywhere we go. Isn't it amazing what it would do? Amen. When you keep the lenses of grace and you see what God's doing and what he's done and what he wants to do for your life. Our son Joel had laser surgery on his eye. And Joel said, Mom and Daddy, he said, it's amazing. And he said this with an open, broken hearted of appreciation. He was frustrated because he tried contacts and they would irritate his eyes, and he tried glasses and he would break them. He's kind of like his daddy, lose them, leave them. But we didn't realize how bad Joel's eyes were. You know, it's when our kids do. One day it's like, son, I didn't realize. So he had laser surgery on his eye. And Brother Pirtle, this was Joel's words after the laser surgery. When they took the bandage off, he said, Daddy, Mama, I did never realize, like a leaf, all the beautiful little segments on that leaf. He said, I've never seen that before. I've never seen the detailed works of just a small, minute thing like a blade of grass. He said, I just seen something there. It was just a blur to me. And he said, for the first time in my life, I'm able to notice the minute details. I want to tell somebody how beautiful it is when God begins to do eye work on you. Amen. God begins to work on your eyes and open your eyes and let you see. Amen. Even the minute details of the grandeur of his grace and power. Amen. I want to tell you, God's really for you. Amen. God's really, amen, wanting you, amen, in your life to know that he's God and he's the creator. There's some things he wants to reveal to you that are right there underneath your nose that he wants to share to you to help you know and see through life in a different manner. Are you thankful that my God knows what you need? My God's in control. He wants to open your eyes. Amen. Grace gives me accuracy about me. When I put the glasses on, of grace, the lens of grace, I realize, look at me. And I see all the details in my life, the little details. And I realize then, it's not me, it's all him. It's not all about me. When I start looking and I put the lenses of me on, I want you to show in, I want you to see this, the difference between having an humble spirit and a selfish spirit. When I become all about me, the lenses of narcissism, selfishness are totally different. It really matters what lenses are you looking from. I want to look through clear things. I want through the clear word of God. I want to be clear about being humble. Hey, it's God at work. But when I become narcissistic, guess what? I become something different. You see, when you see somebody wear like this, they like to be noticed. And when you're looking through the wrong lenses in your life, amen, oh, it makes you selfish. It makes you look at me and I'm better than you. It puts us on different playing fields. But friend, I want to tell you what grace does. Amen. Grace is still, I don't deserve God. I don't deserve to be here. Amen. I am a benefactor of the goodness and the mercy of God. I am benefited and I have the grace of God in my life. Look what he's done. There is a sense of gratitude in my posture, my speech, my lifestyle. But when I look through the eyes of selfishness, man, I'm cool. I got it together. And I'm able to say, whoa, look at me. Man, look how great I am. Look at all I'm doing. And when we talk, it's about, well, look what I'm doing. Look at me, 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 me. I want to tell you, if you got spiritual eye problem like that, you need to change lenses. You're not wearing the eyes and you're not looking through the lenses of grace. I'll tell you another danger. We begin to put ourselves and we begin to assert ourselves and we get to the place that through the wrong lenses, I start looking at other people like, huh, they don't deserve God. They're just trash. Through the lenses of selfishness and narcissism, I started looking and started saying, you got to be like me, you know. They're not fit. They're a piece of trash, or they're too good. You ever heard somebody say that? You know, they're too goody two-shoes. Oh, they're upper crust. I want to tell you, upper crust, lower crust, in between crust, whatever part of the bread you are at, God still has some different lenses for you. But when I have the wrong lenses and I'm looking through the wrong lenses of life, amen, I judge people in a different manner. Amen, I look through the lenses of selfishness and pride and arrogance and all things become, we don't want to do that. Amen, don't you realize, you're going to dirty yourself by reaching to that person. You don't want them. I want to tell you the gospel of Jesus Christ, when you put the right lenses on, will let you see that this word is for whosoever will. Jesus went to Calvary, even for the lost, the unwanted, the messed up, the problematic. He came that you may have life. I realize with the right lenses on, I look at me and say, I don't deserve him. And I start reaching to people through the right lenses, people that I know that Jesus died for. Through the lenses of grace, you're going to be graceful to other people. Through the lenses of grace, you're going to see people not as just people, but as souls that are destined for eternity. Oh, God. Everywhere I go, amen, I recognize even when they're not right to me, even when they're wrong to me, even when I go places and somebody smarts off to me and somebody disrespects me and somebody's rude to me. Amen. Oh, friend, through the eyes and the right lenses of grace, amen, I recognize these people have a problem. Amen. It was just yesterday or day before yesterday. I pulled through a drive-thru to get a cup of coffee. And whenever I ordered my coffee and I got there, the lady looked at me and she said, it'll be this amount like this. And I looked at her, I said, is everything okay? Is there anything I could pray for you about, ma'am? She looked at me and she said, no. Then all of a sudden, She started crying. She said, yes. She started crying. I could have looked at her and said, ma'am, you're rude, crude, and unacceptable. But the Lord challenged me to reach to that lady. Before I left through that drive-thru, amen, I prayed for her. And friend, when I got to the second window of that McDonald's where they were handing me their coffee, amen, I want to tell you, she was there thanking me again. She said, I just come up here to say thank to you, sir. Thank you for praying for me. I feel better already. Amen. Oh, through the right lenses, amen, you'll see people as potential. Amen. Jesus died for. You will not give up on people. Amen. When you look through the right lenses of life. But through the wrong lenses, look how much we miss. Because it's all about me. It's all about us. Think about it. The next thing is, when I have the wrong lenses on, I see the people that God has pulled out of the fire, out of hell, and brought into his marvelous light. I look at my brothers through the eyes and the wrong lenses. I look at you, oh, that's just my wife. I want to tell you, she's more than just my wife. That's a child of God too. Amen. Through the wrong lenses, I look at her, and it's easy for me, amen, to begin to low-rate her and cut her down and begin to say, and fuss. And I'm telling you, amen, I want to tell you, it's not right to give your brother or sister or your wife a Pentecostal cussing. I need somebody to say amen. Amen. You got the wrong lenses on when you got to give a piece of your mind and you ain't got a much of a mind because you're looking through the wrong lenses. Amen. Remember the lenses of grace, friend. We're not here to cut down. We're here to lift up the weak. It's no time to kick that one down. Amen. But oh, to lift up. Amen. When you have the right lenses on, you're going to love and realize they need me. I need them. I want to just remind you, with the right lenses on, God don't have to have you. But we have to have God. With the right lenses on, when somebody is not just like me, I recognize God's put them on my team. I'm on the same team. But with the wrong lenses on, it's all about me. And I get mad and I get upset. I want a mouth. Don't get hung by your tongue. Be right with your mouth. Be right, but when you got the wrong lenses on, you can't be right. The Bible says, put off the works of darkness. Amen. And I want to walk in the marvelous light of God. Amen. My brother, my sister tonight, today, amen, is important to me in my life. Amen. An army knows that you don't shoot your wounded. You don't shoot each other. But with the right lenses on, we're able to have grace and mercy and benefits and edify one another. Hear me. Many times with the wrong lenses, we justify things in ourselves that we would never justify in other people. Somebody say amen. That's the wrong lenses. But with the right lenses, amen, you're going to have forgiveness because you've been forgiven. You're going to have compliancy because God had mercy on you. You're going to have care in your life because God has care for you. Amen. You'll stay in your lane when you keep the right lenses on. Amen. Another scripture begins to talk about something, amen, is the word of God, the mirror of the word of God. The Bible says, who looks in the perfect law of liberty, when you see yourself in the mirror and you see something in the mirror, and you recognize I got to do it. There's something wrong in my life. I got to take care of this little issue. When you see the reflection of you through the right lenses of God's word, the Bible says you do something about it. Don't wait and think, oh, well, I'll take care of it. He said, when you go and God has shown you something, just don't glance, but apply what God's doing. Take care of it. Don't go your way because you'll forget what man or man you are. Without the true lenses on, we become forgetters of what manner of men we are. Evil is not in Chicago, friend. Evil's not in Washington, D.C. Evil is not down the street. Evil is not, I want to tell you where evil's at. Evil's in every one of us. Deep seated in your heart is evil. Well, I'm a good man. I don't care how good you are. Good won't get you to heaven. Hell is full of good people. But the good of this world is still full of sin. That's the reason Paul said, I've got to die daily. This old man has to be crucified. And that's the reason why there must be a daily checkpoint. My spirit, my words, my deeds, my attitude, my outlook. I've got to stay in my lane. I am a chosen member of the body of Christ. The next thing, friend, I want to get to. Amen. When we have the right lenses on, our attitude will have a sense of gratitude. I will look in the mirror and say, what truth did I see in the mirror this week that I need to do something about? Amen. It is amazing when you got the right lenses on, amen, how God will train you to live in a more excellent way. You're able to grow. You're able to see things and put things together. Amen. There's going to be submission. There's going to be commitment and admission. For by the grace of God, I am that I am. And you're going to let the anointing flow. I want you to say this. Be a conduit, not a cul-de-sac. Be a conduit, not a cul-de-sac. A greedy person, it's all about them. Amen. God has blessed them, but they want to be a cul-de-sac. What is a cul-de-sac? Anybody? I need somebody to explain what a cul-de-sac is. It's kind of like the end of a road that's a dead end with a circle around it, right? Cul-de-sac. But a conduit is something that keeps flowing, that has continuity. God wants you to throw away the wrong lenses and keep the right lenses on to be a conduit. Amen. I want the anointing to flow. How about you? Amen. Do you know, Brother Brian, I heard this last night, and I love the way God confirms things. The Lord is already dealing with me, and last night I heard this, and God always has the right thing at the right time. Well, on the mercy seat in the Old Testament, well, the Ark of the Covenant, that lid, it's called the mercy seat. There were two seraphims that are wing to wing facing each other. But Brother Brian, they're not looking at each other. Their eyes are not fixed. So you know where their eyes are at? Their eyes is on the lid of the mercy seat. I want you to know when we start looking at each other and comparing ourselves with each other, we put on the wrong lenses. But when we keep our eyes on the mercies of God, think with me. The eyes of those angels are not looking at each other. They're hovering and they're looking down, both of them, at the lid of the ark, the mercy seat. I want to tell somebody, through the eyes and the lens of mercy, amen, you will always look and say, it's God that works. And God anoints those that look to him and keep him in their priority. Amen. I'm talking to somebody today. Amen. God wants to do a work in your life. And God wants this church to know, amen, through the right lenses, God will fill people's lives and God will fulfill you. But folks, we got to be wise enough to keep the right lenses on. Amen. We got to walk in humility with the right spirit. We got to approach the throne of grace. Amen. We got to look to God, the author and the finisher of our faith. And we got to trust him and believe him and know him. Through the eyes and the lenses of grace, it means I don't deserve a bit of this. But his goodness and mercy has brought me thus far. Somebody ought to lift your hands to Jesus today. Amen. Isn't it beautiful to be filled with the Holy Ghost? Amen. Come on, the lenses of grace will help you, guide you to the finish line. Hallelujah. 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 You know, God's grace reframes how I see. It restrains how I live and refines how I love. Let me say it again. It reframes how I see, restrains how I live, and refines how I love. God don't lower the standard. He lifts the sinner. And that's what he does. He teaches us how to live through the realm and the lens of grace. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The anointing of God only works when it flows. Are you a conduit? And remember, the word conduit and the word conduct is very close. Is your conduct a place and a conduit for God? Remember the cochlear implant. The room is silent. the device activates. For the first time, the transformation comes. And the words, I love you. Grace flips the switch of the soul. And the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. God wants to speak to somebody today. What about the colored glasses that somebody has and they're never seeing the beautiful colors? And God sets them on the face of that person. And God restores the palette of beauty in their life. And God lets you see the beauty of his righteousness. That salvation is going to be by him and not of your works. Sanctification, where the Lord begins to correct you. Whenever you go to the doctor and he says you need corrective lenses. Corrective lenses. I want to tell you, every one of us, we need corrective lenses. You by yourself are spiritually blind. I need the corrective lenses of God's grace to help my vision and to help me to walk with God. Amen. How beautiful that the commission of God can work through me now because I have looked through the eyes of grace and the lenses of God's goodness. There's also reconciliation. I can look at anybody. I don't care how bad off they are. Inmate, sinner, neighbor, friend, or brother. Through the lenses of grace, I see hope. And I share that forgiveness and hope with them. I love it today when God changes the whole perspective and transforms. Would you stand with me today? Unwholesome selfishness. These kind of mindsets. The type that says, I'm better than you. I'm superior. I'm greater. It's not what God called. God is looking for that humble heart that would say, God, I thank you for this so great mercy and salvation. Thank you for the amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. Hallelujah. I want you to get out of your chair this morning. And I want you to feel the front of this place with your hands lifted today. Amen. God has some lenses for you. God has some things for you. God has grace for your soul and your life. Would you just come and lift your hands this morning? Amen. Come on. Just say, God, I welcome your corrective lenses in my life. Change the way I've been seeing things. Change the way who I am, Lord, the way I conduct myself. Let me not be a cul-de-sac, but let me be a conduit for your flow and your sweet grace. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Brother, would you lift your voice? Sister, would you open your heart? Amen. Somebody, would you just say, God, here am I. Dear Potter, would you mold me? God, would you touch my eyes? Would you touch my vision? Would you touch my heart? Would you touch me deep inside, oh God? Oh God, I want to be yours. I want to be pleasing unto you. Hallelujah. Have your way with me, Jesus. Have your will with me today, Lord. You're the potter. I'm just clay. I need you, Jesus. Come on, would you get real? Do you get real with the Lord today? God, I need you. God, I need you. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Right before Sister Kristen begins to sing, let me share with you this morning when I was preparing. Right before I got out of my office, the Lord dropped it in my heart. You know what he told me? He said, my lenses of grace are sacred lenses. Sacred lenses. I don't want to ever throw the sacred aside and have the vain one. When I become vain, I lose something. Vanity and sacredness is total different opposites. The scripture said, put away vanity, vexation, and pride. And put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the flesh. My God. Hallelujah. The Lord spoke to me very plainly. And he wanted me to save it to the last. He wants you to have a sacred vision. God really wants to use this church. God really wants to use you as people, this church. I'm telling you. But you better put on those sacred lenses today. Hallelujah. Would you do that right now? I want you to let God have his way. There's something God has for your life. There's a purpose he wants to reveal. He wants to open your eyes. Hallelujah. Sing, Sister Kristen.
Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch. Like me,
oh,
I once was lost, but now I'm
hallelujah.
Found.
Oh God,
once blind, but now I see.
Yes, 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 yes.
Amazing.
Come on, can God touch your hearing?
Grace,
can God touch your seeing? Can God touch your heart right now? That saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found.
Was blind, but now.
Come on, give yourself to the Lord. Here am I, God. I come for a mirror check. Reality check, oh God. I come to check in, Lord. I check my voice in. My words, my deeds, my vision.
And grace.
My mindset.
How precious did that grace appear.
The hour. Come on, you ought to thank the Lord for his grace. Come on, God didn't come with a hammer today. God come with arms of love to draw you close. Come on, God really wants to invest in you. Come on, he really wants to use you. He wants the healing to flow through you. He wants grace and mercy to flow through your life. He wants truth to be inside of you as a preemblem and an anthem of his goodness. Chains are gone. Come on, let the chains drop today. Come on, you're thankful that God sets free.
My
God, my Savior,
ransom
me. And like the blood, his mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. Sing it, saying to God, my chains are gone. God, my Savior, ransom me. And like a flood, his mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, ransom me. and like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. Hallelujah. Can you lift both your hands above your head? Even lift your hands above your head and thank the Lord today. Thank the Lord for His goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your precious love. Your precious love, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I thank you today. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Calvary. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Are you thankful for the goodness of the Lord? Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Come on. Hallelujah. Through the right lenses, the Lord will heal and do mighty works. Amen. God wants you to go to heaven. I want you to go to heaven. I want my brother and sister to go to heaven. I want to make it. Amen. I want to defeat the spirit of defeat. Don't you? Amen. Praise God. Now, this evening at 5 o'clock, amen. Somebody said, well, we're not having church. Well, I want you to be here. Amen. I want you to be here. It's not just exempting you. Amen. You need to be here at 5 this evening and have a time of fellowship. We're not going to stay here long. We want you to have even off tomorrow's Labor Day, but we want you to come and just have some time. I want to see you this evening, spend some time. Amen. God bless you. I believe the menu tonight is sandwiches. Yes. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We're looking forward to this coming week, what God's going to do at Apostolic Lighthouse. Amen. How many is going to help me bring somebody brand new? Amen. Hallelujah. And help them know Jesus Christ. Amen. Teach a Bible study this week. Reach to that person. God bless you. Amen. Let's go to heaven. You're dismissed today. 2 o'clock. We'll see you at the park.